All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer the Third, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie. Whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, sports, running, and other topics here. I'm coming to you on this Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Thank you so much. I was originally going to do it's a react. Well, this is postcast. What happened went down at Rock the Parkway weekend last weekend. And once again, it seemed like everybody was eating at Ward Parkway. Get to that in just a minute here. It's your very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, evening, or week to listen to this episode. This will probably come out on Friday. We've been cranking out episodes on the feed on Friday. So my mind's just been like, all right, we'll just go ahead and post this on Friday like usual and have probably an extra episode come out on Sunday, which yours truly going to be officially getting ready for a doubleheader weekend. Not a doubleheader week, a doubleheader week. We're going to be playing two next week to end the month of April. I cannot wait for it. I've been waiting to do this for a couple of years now. Got the window to do it. Figure, you know, why not, right? So I'll get to that momentarily. But of course, thank you guys again for checking out the latest postcast of this podcast. Let's just get on into it here, folks, because I was going to hop on Saturday afternoon around lunchtime to do the postcast, but it felt like, you know what, I have other plans, change of plans, I'll just wait. So I've been procrastinating once again, Rock the Parkway 2026 edition. You couldn't ask for a look. The weather, it was looking nasty. It was looking a little nasty, but you could arrange this either. Honestly, I mean, I was working Friday, and I was like, ooh, overcast, a little cool. You know what I'm saying? This unpredictability of Midwest Kansas City weather, or really Kansas, Missouri weather in general. that's we have kind of in officially now to the unpredictability of tornado season now. So again, thoughts and prayers to those who've been affected. Now, I did hear something. I don't know what city, so I apologize about that. But yes, we're in that time frame now. That yep. Tornado season, yep, don't like it, but it is what it is. But thoughts and prayers to those who's been affected by the storm. Speaking of which, just got home like a half hour ago, hailing on the way back to HQ. Wind almost picked me up, threw me across the bridge. Yeah, those trucks are really susceptible to the wind. So I'm trying to pedal it, and that might not have been a good idea because I could feel that thing off the ground. So that was not good. But thankfully, we made it back to HQ, and then here I am back at home, back in front of this mic here, talking Rock the Parkway. Which again, seemed like everybody, whether it's from the original KCRC, I saw a lot of posts from, of course, 816, all these run clubs out here representing Kansas City, doing what they do, going out, showing out. And for a lot of you guys, this is like the first race of the year. So there's that. We already kind of got that case started a little bit ago, and we're going to be continuing. I'm looking forward to next week, seriously. So again, I'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, you couldn't ask for I can't say perfect's too good. Perfect is too good. Too good. You'd almost ask for that and then some there for the half. Now, yours truly, as I've been saying up until now, and now it's in the books, the 5K, and I can eat, and I got off a coach. I had my meeting yesterday with my coach, and I'm going to tell you guys this too. I'm not telling you about the meeting, but I'm telling you about how usually if I feel good during a warm up, I know it's gonna be good. I just know it. I just knew it. Despite all the pay hit issues whatnot. It's been going on the last several months. I didn't feel anything. And of course, I didn't have my watch. So I'm like, oh, okay. This is going to be a little slightly different. And I know my competition. So I know who I need to be running with or running behind or whatever the case may be. I know who the competition is. I need to be right there in the mix. And I definitely was. I definitely was. Did. And yeah, and no, I did not win Masters, unfortunately. But but the time I couldn't ask. For finally getting into the 17s. Yes, sir, baby. 17-minute bracket. It feels like it's been 10 years since I've been in that bracket. And now we're quickly with Crisco now. But I'm not running another 5K, but I am running the trolley 4 mile. That's going to set it up for next weekend. Right again, in the Plaza area, majority downhill. You still got to go. It's a little bit of uphill. On the front end of the first part, if I remember correctly, and then it's yep, you're going right down to the KC Plaza, baby. So there's that. I'm looking forward to it, man. I think we got something for them because we seem to be right there. We seem to be right there around there somewhere. And I know some of my competition gonna be at Boston, so we're gonna take care of business next weekend, generally for sure. Cannot wait. But yeah, could not ask for near perfect weather, perfect conditions. Here I am using that word again. But yeah, man, got there and didn't feel a damn thing at all. So I'm like, all right, I think we got something for them. And sure enough, we hung in tough as we could there, had a nice little battle, ended up catching it. Well, for one, did not get passed. Well, I did get passed. But passed them back. I passed what, 4 or 5 guys during that entire 5K. Kind of started a little bit conservative, a little bit, and then caught up to the guys that I needed to pass. And sure enough, we moved up through the field there. Let's see, that target area where the hill and target's at there. That's been the difficulty with the half marathon anyways, with me being. That would mean like a mile and a half out, something like that. That's been a killer hill. Hell, and maybe I might try again for the half marathon next year. But we're still a little ways from that right now. We got other business to focus on right now. But yeah, felt good going up the hill, and then yeah, man, it was just a great battle between me and two other guys, and I just let the downhill take effect there. And fortunately, I was able to finish it off right there, passing them guys right down and downhill to the finish line there. And I don't know what it is about people, I don't know, just come up, talk to me after, which again, shout out to you guys coming out there, supporting the 5K and the half marathon. The half marathon winner, of course, was my teammate coming in at what was it, a sub 110. Yeah, so there's that, and this is the guy who won the KC Marathon last fall as well. So coming out, showing out, pulling the big guns out here. That's two in a row for my KC Smoke teammate Bryce. yeah, so he was the one that won that KC full last fall. And you turn around. Come on back and just put it on them. Just put it on them. Sub 110 to win it there. In comparison to last year, where it was just nipped and tucked that we missed out on last year, but that's in the books now. But yeah, so that's impressive. That's really impressive there. So there's that on that one. And of course, the 5K. Of course, them young bucks. You take them young bucks out of the equation. We would have finished podium for sure. And we were catching, who was it? We were catching the sixth place guy. I was catching him there as well. So we were right there in the mix for the Masters there. But yep, at some point or another, we're knocking on the door. We're knocking on the door and saying, hey, maybe next week we can sweep Masters. Who knows? That's the confidence I got right now. Quiet confidence right now. It's that confidence that I've been missing. Since relocating up here in general, because when we came up here to Kansas City, when looking at KC, I know I've told a story before. This is a pro part. See, I did it again. 10 pennies, baby. I gotta do push-ups after this. This is not the Pro Butcher Podcast, the K-State Pie. This is the EG3 Podcast. I do that every show. Damn it. Eddie Grinner III, EG3 Podcast. Top 10 finish yet again. And yes, I did win Age Group Award. Well, hey, we all want to win the award. I wouldn't win, right? But hey, I'll take the podium, age group, and I missed first by a spot because we're so tight. Man, it is so competitive. Masters is, man, boy. Woo! And again, it's like, all right, here's my team, Casey Smoke teammate here. That one, now I'm taking over out of the equation. Masters winner. And they had the first guy who won the age group division. And I was second overall Masters. I was third. So basically, I was still podium there for both sides. So we're right there in the mix. And we're right there on my Casey Smoke teammate who's good in the mile in Lawrence. So I think it's going to happen next week. Next week, we're going to have some. I think we're going to have something for him. I truly believe that. The confidence that I've been missing from last year seems to be coming back. Seems definitely be coming back, and I'm ready to race again. We're gonna have two more cracks at it, obviously, and then of course, again, I told my coach this yet last night. I'm gonna tell y'all this is gonna be setting up potentially for the KC Metro Mile this summer on a Saturday night. Woo! Cannot wait for that. But yeah, it's too competitive right now, whether you're in Masters or not. It's like, what? So it would have been usually him, because he's been winning everything, Masters anyways, and then me. It's either going to be him, me, or somebody else that takes it. So, but I'm looking forward to next week in general. Hopefully, we're coming over here in this podcast talking about a sweep next week. Hey, because I just feel that we're right there. I'm right there in the mix. We're in the ball game now, baby. So don't sleep now. I'm telling you. I'm telling you now. I can't wait for next week, man. I've said it a jillion times now on the show. Everybody seemed to did well. PRing all over the place. From sub-110 to sub-120s. My best friend's got sub-150s, so either sub-2 or whatever it is that you got, just those simple, small goals. Everybody was eating at Ward Parkway, and it's just one of those, another year that everybody was just hammering out PRs and PRs there. So congratulations to all of you guys who did the damn thing, ate up Rock the Parkway last weekend, and setting up that momentum. If you're racing again next weekend or having a couple of other races coming up in the spring stretch, do what you do best, baby. Go out there, train hard, do the best you can. And hey, see what happens on game day, baby. The EG3 Podcast, Kenny Greer here, recording this postcast. Oh, yeah, by the way, top 10, another top 10 overall on this podcast. Yep. Yeah, so it seemed to be right now. Of course, you go back to Lawrence a few weeks ago during that mile run. And I've been analyzing that. And I'm going to do some more analyzing of that. Getting ready for a spoiler alert. Yes, sir. Jeff, I finally stopped procrastinating. This was something about procrastinating. Finally signed. Look, I signed up for Lawrence, a few days, 3 days beforehand. And put up that type of time. And then here, I've been talking about this race. This has been on the bucket list for the last couple of years now. Of course, I've been doing a little bit more road mile racing now. We're going to be at it again next Tuesday night. A little bit of a shakeout, baby. Tuesday night, mile racing in Des Moines. And Des Moines has my PR in the half marathon. We'll see what we can do with the road mile. It's one of the more popular ones. in the Midwest for sure. This has been on my bucket list, and we're gonna go and knock this out and see what it all shakes up. And no, I have not officially signed for Casey Metro Mile yet. I'm waiting until after, see how I do at this mile in Des Moines next Tuesday, which is less than a week now. Right, so this is a Tuesday night, and of course, this podcast, of course, we'll be back at the trolley 4 mile next weekend. Yes, sir, we missed out on it last year because we had to run a stupid marathon, which really, broke me, honestly, there as well. And there's been potentially maybe come back. I don't know, I'm still thinking about it. But yeah, Des Moines already has my PR to have. So we'll see. We got some confidence going up there. So we'll see. And looking at kind of my numbers from Lawrence there, I ain't tighten up on some things a little bit still. Yes, I ran sub 5. Obviously, you can go back, check it out if you have not already listened to that episode. But oof, that last 400. Oof. So I will, luckily I have my watch back. I'm gonna have that set up again and see if we can put a full nice mile of four quarters together here and see what we can do, because that, if you take that out of there, I think we're really cooking with Crisco for sure. That last 400 was bad. I was definitely feeling it there. I was definitely feeling it there towards the end, but we got it in. Now I gotta set my eyes on something else now, because this should be the norm, right? When it comes to this, well, the road, I feel like I'm better on the track than I am on the road still, but there's improvement now. So hopefully we can continue to stack that and go up there and see what we got one more time, and maybe we can squeeze another second or two. We'll see. I did not say I was gonna. My goal wasn't. I ain't gonna say no goals or anything. But maybe improve your standing, your seating potentially. So I mean, yes, Masters and the Casey Metro Mile is gonna be. You already know it's gonna be stacked. It was stacked last year. I know that it was stacked the year before that. It was definitely stacked when I first started it. Signing up for this race. I think that's why I'm holding out and see what I do here. Cause if I sign up right now, if I put out on top, I think I'm gonna put down, it's gonna be too late. So I'm gonna hold out and see, all right, what's gonna happen. And the conditions, they're gonna be a little bit different. This is not gonna be your morning, 8 o'clock, get up in the morning, 8 o'clock, nice ass weather and all that stuff. It's gonna be towards the eat a little bit of the evening, kind of like what it is right now, without the rain, obviously. It right now, as I'm looking outside the EG3 confines, cloudy, sun's out after hailing on the way back, hailing, windy, downpour rain, just like an hour and a half ago. Now we're seeing pretty skies on this Wednesday evening as we record this podcast, April 15th on a Wednesday, 2026 here. And I think we got something for him. I really do. So who knows what's gonna happen? All we can do is go up there. Yeah, gotta wait all. You gotta wait all day to race just a damn mile. So it's gonna be a kind of a get out. This has been overdue for a little bit anyway. So EG3 gonna go up there, Des Moines, some point Tuesday morning. Go up there. It's gonna be an all day affair. All day type of situation. I haven't looked at the schedule yet. And there's gonna be pro athletes up there doing it. There's a pro division, and of course there's everybody, and obviously it's gonna be everybody in it, obviously. So they I'm not pro. But yeah, so I've had this event circle for the last couple of years. I haven't been able to do it, and now I figure, you know what? Let's just do something we have not done. An event that we have not done. There's a lot of there's just obvious, and I've said this on this show, right? There's all these other events. I mean, yes, the people that are there to keep coming back. Like again, Rock the Parkway is a perfect example. They're going to keep coming back because it's awesome, right? And how about the showing? 3,000 runners last year total. We weren't a part of it. This year, the numbers were, woo, double that. 6,000 runners. Now, again, I don't know if that was like, well, I probably would assume that's the between a 5K and a half marathon there. You know, when I looked at at least at my overall results anyways, I was, of course, again, top 10. Oh, yeah, by the way, I haven't even said where I even finished at exactly. I'm 20 minutes into this episode. We finished 7th, baby. P7 for EG. 3 out of what? What was it? If I can remember correctly, it was over 1,000. Over 1,000 in the 5K, obviously. But now, but saying that, you only have, like, what, the top 15 you're competing against. So, but yeah, over 1,000 in the 5K for sure, because I clicked on my result a little bit later when I got home. And then, I can't remember what was it for the half marathon. I probably need to do that now. But yeah, it was recorded. Let me see if I can do that right now. As I'm talking to you guys here on the show, let's type that up. Yeah, because this really, and I think I caught some folks, I caught some folks there not being happy with it. With the overall turnout, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you can't. I mean, hey, that's like saying, obviously, that's like saying, oh, I mean, this race is too big. Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean, this is, again, one of the more popular half marathons in the Midwest, if not the top 5, hands down. And people are coming out, obviously, the course and all that. And hey, if you get the weather that we got last week, it really sets you up for hammering your PR, right? So what are you supposed to do? I didn't understand that. I saw that. I saw for some people weren't too pleased with it or was uncomfortable with it. Like, what are you doing? I mean, this is stuff you cannot control. I mean, that's like, I mean, if we're going to go to, I better not do that. But yeah, so again, Bryce, sub 110, Will, a staple at this race, 110. Jordan, another teammate of mine, 110.43 there. Let me see. I'm going to click on Bryce here for a minute and see how many people there were in this thing. Yeah, all right. So over 3,000 in the half marathon. And I'm actually going to click on my name here real quick to see the final total here as yours truly. Oh, by the way, put down 17.38. I'm happy to see that 17 number. Again, that to me was a big deal. I got to get back in the 17s before I can start chipping away at hopefully at some point reaching one of my running goals is to get sub 17. So we're right there in the mid. We're right there again in it. Yeah. So over 18, the number exactly 1800 in the 5K last weekend there. If I can total that up real quick. All right. So we're going to do some simple math. 1800. What was that number there? Now you guys might be over exaggerating that. That's 5,000. According to the numbers I totaled up, 5,040 participants right there. So, but still, awesome turnout for this half marathon / 5K. You couldn't ask for better weather situation. And again, everybody just clamoring about that weather, whether it's half marathon or a marathon. Everyone wants that perfect weather. I just used that word again, but it's true. It's true. I've said it. I even said it for my marathons. Like, why do I always get this crappy ass weather when I do a marathon? I have no idea. I have no idea why. Like, is it like Olathe last year? Overcast for whatever reason. When I run a marathon, more times than not, it's overcast and hot. So I cannot catch a break. I can't catch a break there. You cannot control the weather. You have to control what you can control is how you train. You know, if you set yourself up for success, then you should be able to hammer it out. And I saw plenty of that last weekend. So congratulations to all the guys and gals who raced, who hit their PRs, who hit their small goals, whatever it was, you did the damn thing. You rocked that parkway. Now, for a lot of you guys, that probably was your first race of the year. Now, setting this step up. And, of course, that race right there, Rock the Parkway, part of the, what is it, the Heartland 39 series, 39 point, oh, damn it. It's 39.3 series. Next is Olathe, which I'm not doing that. Oh, man. Olathe and then Hospital Hill to wrap that up. So I know half of some of the people were doing that a challenge again. So they're off to a good start on that. So there's that. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, you could not ask for the weather situation to be right in the wheelhouse, and you took advantage of it. So we all took advantage of it, for that matter. So we'll have to see what's next. Well, we know what's next. What I'm talking about, we know what's next for this podcast. We're going back to Iowa for a weeknight mile showdown, baby. It's going down. So after just a month after we kicked off the year with the Lawrence Mile, we're going right back. So maybe, hopefully, we just keep stacking that, and we'll see what we can potentially improve that time. Because I'm holding out, signing up until after this race is over. See if we can squeeze something out of here, because I think we can. Look at the numbers, like, damn. But the condition, it's gonna be hot. But I've been running at night plenty, so it's not like I'm going in here with, oh my goodness, this is gonna change everything. No, I'm used to running this late, so I know what to expect. But it's gonna be a lot. So, but we'll have to see. So this is gonna be a fun next week. For this podcast, we're going to Iowa, and of course, you get that postcast, obviously, and then the trolley run goes down here in Kansas City next weekend, along with the Olathe race. The Olathe race, a half handful, is Saturday, and then, of course, the trolley 4 mile goes down the next day. So there's that. So a lot of activity going on right now, running wise. Oh yes, and how can I not forget? Yeah. Monday, Boston. Yeah, so jam-packed week. A lot of you guys getting ready for Boston. Boston Marathon goes down Monday. And then, of course, yours truly will be, one-day trip the day morning back. Yes, sir. Yep, I'm going to work the next day. Yep. Depending on how that is, because we know how EG3 gets hyped up every time he does well. So, we're going up there swinging. So, there's that. So we're gonna have fun. It's gonna be a fun day next Tuesday, and then of course you have the Olathe race, full and half part. If you're doing the half Heartland 39.3, there's that for you guys. And then of course the next day, around Warnall, the start of it, anyways. You have heavy hitters in that thing. It's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out in front. The trolley 4 mile. Now, I'm going to be up there. Not up there, but I'll be right there in the mix somewhere. And I think I have a time that I want to hit. So I'm trying not to. Honestly, if I'm sitting here right now, I'm honestly, thinking, let's not put too much pressure on yourself. Let's go out there and let's continue this rip. Just rip fast times. Just continue to rip. Just continue to prove people wrong. So that is kind of my mindset. But I do have a time I like to have in mind, at least for the trolley run. Now for the mile, we'll have to see about that. But yeah, we're accustomed to sub 5 now. But we have to level up and go after this sub 450, and maybe I'll just swing. We can see what happens as well, because again, if I fix the either third or the fourth 400, we're gonna be cooking. And when I saw that third, I was like, ooh, that's a little better. All right, we gotta fix some things, but there's little time for that. So it's like, all right, we'll just go up there and see what we got. So I'm very very fortunate to be where I'm at right now. So Yeah, man, all things looking up, man. All things looking up. We got to continue to build. Everybody's got to continue to build that momentum. Momentum, it don't stop. You know, hey, everybody's getting better. That's just my mindset right now. Everybody's getting better. Even there's people that still chase for me right now. And so there's no satisfaction. No, you celebrate for a little bit and it's back to work. You know, there's still work to be done, unfinished business. And we're right there. Hey, this podcast, EG3, we're in the game, baby. We're in the ball game now. It's all about now closing the deal. And maybe we're going to upset a couple of people next week with these races coming up here. I've always wanted to do it. I'm excited, baby. So we're going to be going two-stepping, baby, next week on this podcast. You'll be a part of it. We'll have both the podcast and the next episode. We'll get caught squared away with some sports, obviously. College basketball in the books there. Michigan winning the national championship. NASCAR saw a first-time winner. And did I not say it's just a matter of when with Ty Gibbs? And sure enough, OT over Blaney, pretty much a photo finish right there in Bristol, Tennessee. You couldn't ask for that. Ty Gibbs finally getting into victory land, a first-time winner there. Baseball's going on right now. All of that. The NFL draft is around the corner as well. That's crazy. That's crazy. So we're sitting here, the second half of April. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. EG3 about to do two-step next week. And hopefully, like I said, maybe pull off a sweep in the Masters. We'll see what happens. Because yeah, the last time we did a Charlie Mile, and I was not Masters at the time, but yeah, we won the age group. We won somehow. Like, what? I did not expect that. I still did not expect that with the amount of competition that race. Again, we talked about, you know, the numbers of the Rock the Parkway, how that has grown, the popularity of that race. This race right here brings out a lot of stiff competition. Ooh, my goodness. And it obviously, when you have prize money involved in this, it's going to bring out the best of the best for sure. So I think we got some of these guys. I really do. So we'll see what happens. See what happens. Obviously, this postcast. Not postcast. This podcast will have a postcast of both of these races. And, of course, we'll kind of go out like usual and do some separate episodes here, like I'm gonna do here with NASCAR and potentially another one here as well. But yeah, man, we are all, hey, everybody's off and running, baby, in the 2026 running season, the EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're free and available weekly, sometimes twice a week as well. And speaking of twice, we're racing twice next week. Iowa, Kansas City. It's going down, baby. It's going down. You want to make sure you want to be a part of all the action. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, EG3 Podcast. And I mentioned the Pro Project Podcast earlier, my everyday daily K-State podcast, which you can't fault me because I'm just saying that because I do a lot of episodes and there's been a lot of support there on that podcast. Same feed as you get the EG3 Podcast underneath the 3-wide pod with EG3. It's going down next week, and we're coming off of, oh, by the way, you're truly back in a 17-minute packet. Yes, sir. Back in the 17s. But that might be that's going to be the last 5K for a little bit until September, if that is correct on that. Yeah, because I wanted to do that 5K down in Bentonville. So that is on the agenda this year. It's my, how I'm going to say this. It's my only 5K for now. So we'll see. And there could be a potential, oh, by the way, me jumping into something. So I'm going to leave it that like that later on. Like I said, like, I got to start doing some races I have not done. So, this one, which has only been on the bucket list. Grand Blue Mile next Tuesday. Trolley 4 Mile next Sunday morning. There on that. So, I lost the train of thought. Yeah, but yes, EG3. Yes, the 3-wide pile with EG3. You can find that, again, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast. And, of course, again, you know the host of the podcast. Hey, make sure you tell that person, your friend, about this podcast. We are off and running in the PRs, and everybody is smashing PRs right now for sure. Here, as we are here in the middle of spring, and here soon we're gonna be in summer running already. So there's that. But yes, yours truly, EG3, aka Fast Eddie, back in the ball game. Another overall top 10 finish, P7. Rock the Parkway 2026 5K edition. And yes, we got another age group podium. So there's that. And of course, the over podium on the Masters as well. So we're knocking on the door. We're getting there. And hopefully we can do some real damage next week. So I am definitely looking forward to that. But for right now, we're going to put a pin on this episode here, this postcast edition of the EG3 podcast tonight. Here I'm recording this episode, April 15th, 2026. Appreciate y'all, everybody. Again, the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again for listening to the latest postcast edition of the Rock the Parkway 2026 edition. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river, saying, stay safe. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast. We out.